Another bill that is almost as important to me, which was not my bill, was the bill to allow for children under a certain income to get free college tuition if they comply with a pre-college core curriculum, pretty much the one we laid out in 1017, and stay off drugs, stay out of trouble, and get good grades above 3.5%, that kind of thing. That bill at the time was called the Taylor Plan. Maxine Horner was our Senate author. It went through various iterations, but it's now called Oklahoma's Promise. And parents and the state and the local school district all have to sign off on this, as well as the student going to school, pre-high school. They sign up for it in the 9th or 10th grades, or now I'm hoping 8th grade, because it had to do with the readiness issue of getting readier for the next grade. So that's a really important part of the bill. I don't know what shape these things are in now. When I was in the legislature for 24 years, we believed in, I thought I was part of, building a state. We're a very young state. And I thought it was such a privilege to be part of building this new state and making it better, getting us out of the bottom five states. That was Henry Bellman's goal. On teacher salaries alone, he wanted to get us out of the bottom five states. But on most human issues, we were really in the bottom 10, if not the bottom five. And we're better than that. We are better than that. And I'm very sorry to witness the deconstruction that is occurring right now. It's like disinvesting in ourselves, giving ourselves back money so education won't have it. It doesn't seem morally right.
Even the suggestion to cut out our income tax.
Especially that. I mean, to me, that's just un-American. This is who we are. We pay dues. We believe in membership. My years in the Middle East taught me we are the luckiest country on earth. We are so lucky to be American. And I feel so lucky to be Oklahoman. I'm here by choice. Not of necessity. My children have all grown and gone. You know, I'm just love this state. It's just a crazy, wacky, weird, lovable state. We're a split personality state. There's part of us that is destructive and too quick to react, too quick on the trigger. That's part of us. That's who we are, too. But we're also this great state that has learned to live better with the people we found when we came here. I mean, there has been some progress made. The tribes are a part of this culture in the best of ways. And I just think it's a unique state.
Do you think that the best times for you were when you served, or would you like to be serving today?
I wouldn't like to be serving today because I don't think I could be effective. The only way I was effective, even when I was there, was by pushing and sometimes swimming against the current. I think they ran when they saw me coming down the hall because they knew, those I worked with, that I just was working on one other facet of 1017 that we needed to strengthen, make better. I just had this great sense of privilege being there and having traveled enough to have seen other things and other places that I knew we could do better because I'd seen better. And I'd learned from other states' problems. We would go to conferences. Bob Colson used to joke, well, let her go to the conference, but make sure she doesn't get to the meetings. Don't learn anything new and it'll be expensive and we can't pay for it. Yeah. But it's just that higher level of possibilities.
Yeah.
Some people No, we've got that in our bloodstream as a state. And we do. We have that level of aspiration. But I just think we've lost sight of the big picture.
Education should be such a no-brainer.
Oh.
Do you ever think to yourself, why isn't everybody thinking the way I'm thinking? Doesn't everybody else get it? And who could argue with that?
It's funny. People do.
Yeah.
But I don't think they necessarily do. I think if they're not given to imagine something more, or if they've never seen anything else, there's a lot of ignorance in the land. Oklahoma's no exception. Some of it's willed ignorance. We choose not to know these things.
I want to ask you, as we conclude, often wondered what bill this was. My wife, Margaret, is a lobbyist. You and Margaret lived together in Oklahoma City for several years. From time to time, you would find yourselves on opposite sides of an issue.
Yes.
And one time, Stratton Taylor had you carry a piece of legislation, which Margaret totally opposed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Nothing was ever discussed between the two of you as you lived in this apartment about this bill.
Yeah.
As Margaret tells it, on the night of its defeat, Margaret was out later, and she tiptoed into the apartment, hoping that you were already asleep. But as she passed your closed bedroom door, you yell out, "You killed my bill!"
That sounds like me. That's right.
Do you remember what bill that was?
I think it was the bill to set up this teacher preparation assessment commission to find a better way of dealing with teacher assessment. It lost by one vote because there were only four of us present. It was in a committee where there were two votes on one side and two on the other, and you've got to have three on the other side.
And it seems obvious to me that somebody should be on your side, and why Margaret was opposing you is beyond me, but we'll have to take that up at another time.
I think it was because she thought it would have created too large a bureaucracy, and I was scared of that too, but we would have worked on the bill. So I'm a process person. I always think that bills can be worked on and improved. Then we don't pass them if we don't like them.